Fred, why might be more likely to be right?
Come on, Fred.
I'm buffering. There's been a survey.
Hey!
Apparently, if you're a big, bulky, masculine guy, you're more likely to vote right. That's right as in wing, as opposed to
correctly.
And it's come from Australia, and they've based it, I think, on the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Republican. Mm. It goes back to when men were hunter-gatherers, which you can imagine Arnie doing, going out and hunting and gathering.
George. Mostly hunting, not very good at gathering. I crush all the berries in my hand. I am brilliant with walnuts, but terrible with strawberries. Have you brought home a bison? No, but I have invented smoothies.
But this, it must only be true in America, can't it? This thing about if you're right-wing, you're strong. You cannot imagine Michael Gove pulling a car with his teeth. I mean, it...
The way the Telegraph phrased it was that if you are strong, therefore you are right-wing. But I wouldn't take too much comfort from it, because when I'm getting changed at Virgin Active, I listen to the conversations of very bulky, muscly men, and to be fair, most of them probably haven't mastered the spoon. You know, They're talking about protein upload shakes and rehydration drinks because nobody's explained the concept of food and water to them. And they're going on about their business and stuff. And they'll say, well, I come down here a couple of times a week because it's important to take care of myself. I think, why are you working marketing? Who's going to miss you? I mean...